Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
In a tight first half, with chances at a premium for both sides, it went in goalless. With your halftime score, AFC Totten 0, Scholing FC 0. We had a first half substitution about half an hour in. Jake Adams, having picked up a knock, came off to be replaced by Nathan Hurst. And the Stags are making a second halftime substitution as well, with Adi Olamiwa coming on in place of Shaq Gwengwe. Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. It seems. Underway here at the Snow Stadium for the second half of this absolute cracker.
So what I suspected might happen when that change was announced, and does seem to, is that Totten are more than just pushing players forward, are switching to a back three, really trying to use width with Jordan Regay as a left winger, Callum Bourne as a right winger, and then Reed and Taylor playing behind Hish Kasimu with Adam Tomaso and Nathan Hurst patrolling that midfield for the Stags. Olamiwa was coming at right centre-back. Flukes is in the centre. Kapugamu at left centre. Both sides getting some early touches here in the second half. Out of play for a throw, and it ricochets off the top of the away dugout. And the Stags will get a chance to throw the ball in with Adi Olamiwa.
Yeah, there's an opportunity here to just go through the half-time scores in the division. Froome Town went 1-0 up through Kane Simpson against Poulton Rovers. And Jack Craigo has doubled Plymouth Parkway's lead at Barnstaple Town.
Here's Bourne on the edge of the area. A shot from range. Well, he's clearly maybe got a little bit of his eye in because he scored a brilliant goal 2 days ago from close range. A lovely underlapping run and just clipped it over the keeper. That time he tried to sight it from range, but it skewed slightly away from the goal. Out of play for the goal kick.
Yeah, I don't mind that. He hit it really well. Just a shame that it just drifted off target.
Yeah, he certainly had the space for it.
A letter of intent at the start of this second half for AFC Totten.
Agreed. So it'll be interesting to see if this change of system maybe gives Totten more physicality at the back and maybe just gives them a little bit more width in attack.
Just seeing the third Mason brother, Barry Mason, just join the coaching staff in the dugout.
That ball forward, Whiteley gets the right side of Callum Bourne, if you're a Scholing fan, that is. But he's forced back here, and Bourne stands his ground well. Little back heel's not going to go through his legs, and it ricochets off Bourne out for a throw.
Yeah, very quick start here from Scholing, though. Really wanted to get things underway.
And Flukes clips it downfield. Kasimu tries to bring it down on the chest. It just about runs away long enough for Nichols to nip in there, and the ball's played all the way back to Gosney. Gosney clears. Kicking's improved a little bit. Was slightly shaky early on. And maybe something still that Totten can try and keep testing.
Maybe he's put his shooting boots on at half-time. Because it seems like he's a lot more confident with the ball at his feet now in the second half, Ryan Gosney.
Olamiwa, high ball downfield. I think he's going to want to play this all the way back to Gosney in the end is Miller. Kasimu's there. And Gosney, just cool as you like, rolls that one out to Miller. Didn't look like he was short of pitch time there, did Gosney. This is a diagonal ball across the pitch that is going to skim and bounce off the turf. Too high to be kept in by the left-back Marvin McLean.
Brett Williams getting his body in the way. Shame that he's on the bench and not on the field. Just stopping Callum Bourne from taking that quick throw in.
Yeah, it's been
accidentally
sent to warm up by Jimmy Ball, the Stags manager.
And only one sub remaining for the second 45. That will be interesting to see who comes on. I would assume it will be one of the attacking players that we've got on the bench. Maybe a Brett Williams. Maybe a
Lewis Waterfield Lewis would be the Waterfield. Other. Because you'd imagine that he'd probably not want to bring Josh Jeffries on.
No. Unless he's been watching Stuart Pearce recently. I very much doubt he'll bring JJ on.
Scholing not cleared this, so Nathan Hurst will try and bring the ball down and play it forward. Appeals for a handball. Nothing doing in the referee's eyes, and to be honest, I didn't see much there.
No, I'm not sure there was a handball there anyway, but play continues. quick throw in to Rob Flukes at the back, looking for some space.
As always with every game, it feels like there's hundreds of referees in the ground. Here's Olamiwa being a little bit pressured by Dan Mason. Deals with that one well. Doesn't look like he was flustered at all. Here's now Kapugamu. He's going to roll this ball back to Flukes. The Tottenham defence just keeping hold of it. Going to lay this one for Olamiwa. He's got a little bit of space here to cross the halfway line. Tries to play the ball through, all the way through to Kasimu. But it's cut out well by Scholing.
Dan Mason looks like he's struggling here.
And I think that looks like a little bit of a push in the back. The a number of the away bench didn't look happy about the decision, but...
Yeah, Dan Mason's gone down now. He's just been holding his groin for the last 30 seconds or so, ushering to the bench. Maybe a change is in order. It'd be interesting to see if they're looking to take off Dan Mason. Because
if they did, who do you think would come on as a replacement?
That'd be a great question, and I'd love to give the answer to it if I didn't already lose my team sheet.
You've got Bradley Target, Luke Deacon, the subkeeper, so I imagine probably not him, Jack Mann, Ryan Clewitt, or Dean Frampton.
I think you're looking at Bradley Target coming on, occupying one of those wings, and letting Connor Whiteley go a little bit more central, hold the ball up. I mean, it's Brad Target is key man for Scholing. He's been on fire this season, and he's got one hell of a leap on him as well, so he is able to win the ball aerially. But you do have to ask the question, why is he on the bench? Is he struggling with an injury as well?
Yeah, it would not necessarily surprise me. Mason, he's up to his feet, but he's clearly still testing and feeling out that groin. He'll have to make his way off the pitch because he received treatment.
Not far for him to travel.
No, pretty much on the throw-in line. Referee just checking his watch there. See how many added minutes we'll have later on. Here's Kapugamu with ball at feet. Whiteley puts pressure on and just about gets it out there to Tommaso, who's just going to play this one back to Flukes. No-nonsense approach there from Tommaso. Flukes with a searching diagonal ball. He's looking for Jordan Regay, but I think this one's going to drift all the way through into the gloves of Gosney, and indeed it is.
One of these sides needs to think of something a little bit different because these long balls are just going straight into the goalkeeper's grasps. And again, another long ball.
Mason fell down and actually still trapped it on his chest anyway, but Hurst picks it up and plays it back to Skriniars. Here's Olamiwa. I think he might be looking for that diagonal again to Regay. This one might be a bit more testing. Regay is going to have to work to keep this one in, but he's done well to cut the ball back into the box. But Kasimo, I don't think, was necessarily expecting that. And Gosney had the position and collect it comfortably enough.
I wasn't quite expecting that either. Fair play to Jordan Regay. We know he's got pace to burn, but he did really well to recover there and get the ball. Just nip it into the box, but wasn't too much on his cross to test the boatman.
Strong defensive header there from Pascal Kapugamu. Puts it out for a Scholing throw.
I'd be very, very interested to see the attendance today. I think we're looking at about 850.
It feels like a big crowd, maybe our biggest of the season so far, which is what you'd want for a rivalry on Bank Holiday Monday with a playoff push. And that's why the league schedules these games against rivals on public holidays. That's a loose touch from Reed back to Kapugamu. He can't keep it in. Scholing thought about the quick throw, but instead they decide better of it. And they've, clearly taken a few yards there. So the referee puts them back in their place.
Just keeping an eye on Dan Mason. Still looks a little bit wary. And it's proved with his last couple of challenges where he's just been just a couple of seconds out of touch.
Kasimu with a long touch on the run. Miller has to play this back to Gosney. Gosney first time out with the left foot. It's gone very high, not as far perhaps as... But ball's brought down well by Scholing, and Olamiwa there just gets a little bit too close on the back of Whiteley, who's got those, again, still got that kinesio tape down the back of his thighs, down his knees. Try to play it quickly and it ricochets off Ethan Taylor. But Scholing will keep the ball. Very high diagonal, trying to test out Whiteley against Olamiwa. It goes over both of their heads. Bourne wants to see this out for a throw, and Whiteley can't get round him. Created that barrier nicely.
It's
Skriniars wants to get Regay on the run. Regay puts it forward into space. Gosney comes a long way out of his area. He's always going to be favourite to get that ball, and he's clipped that into a very dangerous area. Dan Mason's got under the ball. He's brought it down nicely. Tries to cut inside. Hurst comes across and covers, and Skriniars gets his palms to it and catches nicely to make sure that it's not going to be a corner. Not sure if it would have been, but Skriniars didn't want to take the chances.
No, really good reactive keeping there from Skriniars just to prevent the corner, and able to kick the ball long into the boatman's half.
Skriniars with a kick deep. It's going to find its way to Hurst here. He's trying to play it out wide for Bourne. Bourne, with the player on his back, goes back to Olamira, and Olamira goes back to Rob Flukes. He's found Olamira here. Can he see the pass that he wants? Maybe sells that he was going to play it and instead drives forward. Now into the feet of Kasimu. Kasimu tries to find Taylor. Taylor back to Tommaso.
It's very static at the moment. Not a lot of movement going on off the ball. And I feel like it's going to take somebody just to beat their man. And, oof.
That's an ugly kick there. Didn't even see the referee signal an advantage. But that was
a hack.
Yeah, that's exactly the word I was looking for. Thank you. A hack by the Shirling number 8.
I think that was I think it was actually Robin Nichols.
It was, yeah, because it's definitely not Byron Mason.
Exactly the type of player he is, and exactly the player that you want in every single side,
especially in a derby game.
Yeah,
you want those players who are not afraid to get stuck in, quote unquote.
The thing is, he's the nastiest person on a football field, but honestly, nicest guy off it.
As Kapugamu's dinged for a foul throw.
Well, that's another interesting one. We don't really want to be seeing foul throws at this level.
At any level, to be honest.
No.
Unless it's for the opposition, in which case.
Fill your boots.
Exactly. Long throw, looking for Dan Mason. Olamiwa gets across to win it with the header, and he recovers as well to make sure that it's going to be a throw rather than the corner. Roundell has it on the far side.
Lots of Shirling players entering the box for this long throw-in.
And a little set piece there. Byron Mason comes from deep to take it on the run. Touch escapes him ever so slightly, but he plays it back to Roundell. Wants to put a cross in. It goes all the way through the box, and there's no one there on it. Tommaso is busting a gut to chase that down, sliding, because he sees a potential counter-attack. Taylor. He finds Freddie Reid. Jordan Regay's got a lot of space on the far side, and Reid clips the ball over to him. Totten going from back to front quickly. Regay cuts inside Roundell, driving into the box. Tries a shot on and tries to beat Gosney at the near post. Didn't get enough power, and Gosney dives on the ball. Regay scored a brace against Shirling when we played them in the Southern League Challenge Cup earlier this season, and he was looking for another there.
Yeah, just not enough venom on his shot at goal. Easy for Gosney to pick up. But again, that's just come from Scholing loading the box and tenacity from Adam Tommaso to win the ball from going out for a throw-in. And then Ethan Taylor's slotted the ball into Freddie Reid, who's then found Regay to run forward and get a chance. A little bit better from the Stags.
Yeah, and a nice counter-attack there, it has to be said, from the hosts. So they've got it once more at the back. Olamiwa's got lots of space to go forward. Taylor makes a run from deep. And it's put on the chest. There's a pretty clear shove in the back there. And Taylor gets the free kick.
Yeah, very sarcastic jeers from the home side. We felt like one was going to come our way. And if it wasn't for that hack moments earlier, I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't get that one.
I think I saw Freddie Reid make the signal that towards the bench that maybe he or someone needs to be changed.
I wonder who that'll be.
If it is him, Waterfield would be a like-for-like replacement. It's going to be Taylor with the left foot to take the free kick. It's got to be about 45 yards out, maybe.
About that. Bit of an interesting one. You've got to get the ball onto the head of one of these players. Otherwise, it's just going to go straight out of play.
I see Andrew Handy has picked up the LED board. As Taylor with a deep cross wants to get the header back into Well.
Seems like we're just going through all of the formations today.
Keeping Shaolin guessing and keeping us guessing a little bit as well.
But I feel like this game is crying out for a Brett Williams. We really need somebody to just jostle with the...
Tommaso with a very good header to win this. Taylor's to keep it in. And I wonder if that might be Freddie Reed's last involvement in this game as Brett Williams is ready to come off. And it is Freddie Reed who will make way. So Tottenham have used all three subs now.
Yeah, all three subs before the 65th minute. It's very surprising. And it seems like we've been forced into two of them. I'm not too sure about Shaq. Coming off at half time, that might be in dream.
Yeah,
maybe not. It's hard
whether
to
it was
see.
That or whether it was tactical, not sure. Have to stay tuned to Jimmy Ball's post match comments to see thinking was there. Yeah. But
Jimmy Ball, I see he's sporting a fancy new haircut.
Yeah, in the shorts and gilet. Brett Williams getting involved instantly here on this halfway line. Wants to roll this one out to Kapugamu. Goes to Regé, flicks it infield for Williams, brings it down on the chest. Goes to Hurst.
Plenty of space there for Brett Williams.
Hurst with an arrowed diagonal out to Taylor, and he goes back to Tommaso. Spreading it to Bourne on this right-hand side. Plays that for Taylor to chase down into the corner, and Taylor wins the corner. Very well done.
Yeah, very nice. It seems like we're just getting through our grooves at the moment, AFC Tottenham. And we're playing a little bit more cleverly.
Taylor standing over it, going to be an in-swinger with the left foot.
Realistically, with this corner, we just need to avoid the head of Dan Miller.
A lot of height in that box.
Definitely.
And it's a very high, deep corner. Kapugamu wants to head it back in. It's still in the shadow. I think it was Olamiwa. Got it on target as well, but Gosny was ready for it and he made the save. I will say that it feels like Gosny's had to do a bit more work than Skriniar's has.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Things have changed early in this second half. We're getting a few more shots at goal. It's unfortunate there for Eddie. He did really well to jump highest, but Gosny kind of read the flight of the ball, read his body position.
Kasimu was herring down there on Gosny. Kapugamu, I think, wanted Skriniar to come out of his goal, but he didn't. Kapugamu shows the attacker a clean set of heels as Jordan Regé wins a throw as the ball goes out of play.
Yeah, Kapugamu again, acting a little bit dangerously at the back. Just a step over, just to send Whiteley the wrong way. And he's managed to get the ball away and he's throwing at the far side about halfway into the AFC Tottenham half.
First Shaolin sub of the day. And it's an attacking change with Thomas Krzyzewski being replaced by Bradley Target.
Yeah, and I'd be interested to see where Bradley Target goes now. He's able to play fullback. And obviously with Thomas Krzyzewski coming off, it looks like Bradley Target's running into the midfield. And I would assume that Owen Randell is going to be slotting in at right back.
Kapugamu, ready to throw, and actually he's gone all the way back to his keeper. Takes it to set himself. Looks like Timu gets it. Big head there from Dan Miller. Ball comes to Hurst. His touch doesn't quite get the ball. Johnson to go. High and deep. Appeals, I think that Williams must have flicked that with his hand, and I'm sure he'll try and... It was only because he was off balance, because there was maybe a little bit of a nudge in the back, but the referee didn't see that, and it's given the free kick Schoening's way. I see the Vida printer has very helpfully refused to work for you, as it is occasionally wont to do.
Yes, but I think the important thing to note is that the only important game for AFC Tottenham is the one that's playing right now. We are in control of our own destiny, and watching other results won't help with that.
Target wins a good header forward. Olamiwa is tussling up against Mason, who gives away the foul. You wondered whether Dan Mason might come off earlier because he was clutching that groin a bit gingerly, but he's been okay to continue.
Yeah, he looks like it's not bothering him. Be interesting to see what happens in the next kind of 5-10 minutes, but it looks like Dan Mason will be staying on the field.
Skriniar plants the free kick deep. Tommaso tries to head it out wide to Hurst. I don't think he's going to get there. He does get there first, and free kick is given here to AFC Tottenham.
I beg the question, how many until Charlie Wagstaff is warned or booked? It seems like the warning is coming out now.
Yeah, I think I can't quite hear what the referee is saying from all the way up here, but I imagine it's something along those lines. I see Olamiwa's got the back of his back of his thighs taped. He plays the free kick short to Taylor. Taylor wants to take on a player. He's done that well. Challenge comes in and it clips Taylor. Schoening is saying he got the ball. And the ball, which is summarily punted into the home bench by Fatah Makhloufi.
Yeah, I think that's got to be a booking there for at least Sammy Makhloufi for just punting the ball straight into the technical area of AFC Tottenham. I don't think the referee was wrong in awarding a foul. There was just a slight clip of the heels just before Robin Nichols won the ball.
Yeah, Taylor stayed on his feet to see if he could try and drive forward. And there may be a little bit of petulance by Makhloufi in kicking the ball away. And there is, yeah. I think I saw the referee reaching for his pocket.
Be very surprising. Oh, he's actually Robin Nichols going into the book.
Must have been the one who gave away that foul.
If he was able to
escape the referee's wrath.
Yeah, boot the ball. Maybe he was lucky that it was only across the ground. But you can't be able to just kick the ball into the technical area willy-nilly.
Well, no, I agree. This is probably about 35 yards out, this free kick for Taylor. So imagine, again, he's going to try and stand it up into the box.
Yeah, did well with the last one, obviously creating that chance for Addy to have a head at goal. Will he be able to do the same here?
This one is deep and too deep, and Gosney comes up and claims it comfortably. Thought about starting the quick counter. No one was quite ready for it. Instead, he kicks the ball out of his hands. This one's going to go high in midfield. Taylor wins the header well. Appeals for handball, and the referee gives it.
It's the second time in the matter of minutes that Sammy Makhloufi has kicked the ball away unnoticed by the referee. He's just having a chat now. I think that one, you can kind of let him off with that one.
Yeah, that one was a lot less blatant than the first.
Another free kick in a very similar position.
Yeah, this one's deeper. It's level with the edge of the centre circle. It's actually Olamiwa who's going to come all the way over to take it. Nope, he's going to walk over and give it to Taylor. Again, Taylor wants to stand this one into the box, looking for Flukes to head across. And his header in the end only drifts behind for a goal kick for the visiting Schoening goalkeeper, Ryan Gosney. Have you managed to get the video printer to work again?
We are live with the video printer.
Oh,
let's
snap.
Have a look what's going on around the grounds.
Ah.
Never mind. The video printer has decided not to work again. So we will update you with some of the scores across the Southern League Division 1 South.
Need to get someone to go into the Southern League offices and turn it off and on again. That's a low flat kick out from Gosney. Just about evades everyone and goes all the way through to Callum Bourne. trying to play a long ball downfield as Ethan Taylor kept himself onside here. I think he has. He's done brilliantly. Chases it now into the box. Taylor with a left-footed effort, and it's big, strong header there from, I think, the captain, Byron Mason, because otherwise it might well have nestled in the side netting on the far side of Gosney's goal and put the Stags 1-0 up.
Yeah, I think that was a sure thing. That ball was nestling right into the top left corner if it wasn't for Byron Mason's head to clear the ball away.
Here's John Regay, come short to collect the throw. His cross in is clipped and deflected, and Tommaso's a little bit late there in challenging for the header, and the free kick is given away.
Yeah, I'm not sure he needed to really do that, Adam Tommaso. We had the bodies covering behind him, and there was an opportunity there to maybe have another pop at goal. But so be it. Ryan Gosney with the ball about 10 yards outside of his, about 5 yards outside of his penalty area, and I'm sure he'll look to go long again.
Yeah, I would. I mean, certainly the way that they're setting up, if he went short, it'd feel like a little bit of a mistake.
Vida Printer is live.
And there's been no goals, really.
No goals.
Just hearing that today's attendance is 896.
Wow.
Our biggest crowd of the season, and you love to see it in glorious weather here on Easter Monday. Scholing trying to come forward. McLoofy wants to get a shot away. Flukes gets in there well. Clears downfield, out of play for a throw eventually.
Yeah, Flukes was having none of that then. He did, taking the ball from the feet of Sammy McLoofy and clearing it away on the halfway line for a throw into Scholing. We got a young Scholing player coming on.
Charlie Wagstaff is coming off. He's replaced by Jack Mann.
Jack Mann, who I believe is the Eastleigh Academy captain. So he's had a very good season so far with Eastleigh Academy. I believe that they won their league. And he's also been in and out of the team since probably back end of last year for Scholing. So a lot of experience in men's football for the young lad.
Here's Taylor, brings the ball down well on the halfway line. Can he start a counter-attack? He doesn't see an option he likes. Goes back to Olamiwa. Scholing defenders come forward, but Olamiwa bisects them well. Now Kapugamu's got space to come forward, trying to slip one through into Brett Williams. Brett Williams goes down and Brett Williams wins the free kick.
Was that in the box? Brett Williams is saying that was in the box.
It's always difficult to tell when it's down towards that far edge because I can't quite see where the lines are in this light.
Yeah, I do think that the foul was made a lot closer to where Brett Williams is saying, but obviously I can't see the lines.
No, and we always say that the referees are a lot closer to the action than we are.
Yes, and in this case, he was only a matter of yards away from the action. So we've got to trust his decisions. Now we've got another free kick from a different angle to what we're used to.
Yeah, this is out wide, probably maybe 8 yards from the touchline, from the goal line, and just outside the left edge of the penalty box. Taylor's going to be a left-footed outswinger with the delivery here, unless he goes to Tommaso on the edge of the box.
Yeah, I'd really like to see somebody coming in and around the back post and just floating it in there, and hopefully one of us can get a head on it.
You can't come in the back post. That'd be painful.
Well, around the back of the back post, just so the ball doesn't go out straight for a throw.
Taylor clips it. It might go all the way through to Tommaso. He wants to bring it down to Kapugamu. His effort to get the ball back into the box, charged down for the throw.
And Adam Tommaso did exactly what I wanted there. Just somebody just to pick up the pieces, just in case the ball goes all the way through.
Bourne's throw to the feet of Taylor, pinched away, but it runs out of play for another throw, which Bourne takes quickly. Nice little idea there to get it to Taylor. What can Taylor do with it? Up against two Scholing defenders. He's kept it in play, but lost out here. And Taylor is adjudged to have given away the free kick. Didn't see a huge amount in there, but you could say that maybe that the Scholing player has pleaded his cause well.
Yeah, I think the only thing there for him was to win a free kick. And yeah, he's done his job. And it's now Ryan Gosney just relaxing, a nice relaxing jog over to the corner flag to take the throw in. Seems like the games have begun.
Jimmy Ball's trying to G up his troops, get a bit more energy and enthusiasm in the charges. Gosney's ready to take the free kick now. Long kick downfield. He's looking for Dan Mason. It goes over the head of him and Flukes. But eventually at Dan Mason's feet into the substitute target. Jinx one way and the other. Rolls the ball all the way across the pitch, trying to stretch the Stags laterally, and they found a way to do that now with McLean, who's going to drift across in. And the most worried person about that was Skriniars, because there was always the chance that it would dip enough to get into the goal, but actually comfortable for him to deal with. And it's going to be a goal kick once Josh Jeffries boots over a replacement ball.
Right. How is Sammy McClufey going to get away with another one? That's the third time he's kicked the ball away when the ball's not in play. Fair enough, he's gone to get it, but the referee really needs to be having a chat, because if he's able to do it three times, what's to stop him from doing four, five or six?
And there's a player down for Scholing. It is the substitute target. He's taken off his left boot.
Yeah, and as I said moments ago, the games have definitely begun.
Yeah, even if Scholing can't get the win here, if a draw would dent our playoff hopes, I think they'd take it.
Yes, definitely. I mean, they're not playing for anything. It's mathematically out of reach.
Yeah, they are locked into seventh spot, regardless of how their final two games go. So he's getting the magic spray, is Bradley Target. All of Scholing's players are getting a little extra instruction from Dave Diaper and the Scholing coaching staff. Jimmy Ball's having a little bit of opportunity where his players get some water on to do the same. Just feels like we're waiting for a real moment of quality in this game.
Yeah, that's definitely where one of the teams is going to win this. We have been lacking a bit of quality today. And it seems like the occasion's being played more than the game of football. Realistically, we can't be coming into a game and playing Scholing at their own game. We need to be playing the football on the deck.
Trying to impress your style of play.
Exactly.
And it would not surprise me if Jimmy Balls was saying some words to that effect. Don't get suckered in by the theatrics, by the histrionics. Go out there and play, see what you can do. Dan Maythroyne, as he talks to, is that his brother?
Yes, looks like it. No, it's not. I believe that's one of the coaching staff that came over from, I think he was player manager over at Blackfield and Langley. And just before the transfer deadline, he came over from Scholing. His name I can't remember, but he's a very experienced player and coach.
Skriniars with the kick deep. Regay wins the header forward. Roundel cuts it out. Scholing trying to build an attack down the right-hand side. Temporarily down to 10 men. I think Bradley Target's going to have to come off here. Appeals for a handball against Olamiwa. He does brilliantly to slide in there and win the ball back. It's going to roll to Nathan Hurst.
Somebody's got to move for him.
Can he spring a counter? He wants to get it through to Regay. Regay maybe caught, maybe not. Both players went in for it. Alan Tomasso brings it down on the deck, and the pass from Hurst ricochets away from him. Still Mason coming forward. Olamiwa outright.
Oh, wow, that
comes across brilliantly. Look at that strength there from Adi Olamiwa. Come on as a subs, and he's done well. Williams is giving Miller a little bit of a time here. And Williams must have left a foot in there because the free kick is given against him. And Bradley Target, who came on in the second half, is going to have to come off here as he's replaced by Dean Frampton.
Yeah, Dean Frampton, another one of those young players. I believe he's made his debut for Scholing only a couple of weeks ago. He is a young lad, but it seems like Scholing, it seems like they've got a lot in store for him. And it seems like he is one of the bright sparks of the future for the Boatmen.
So into the final throws of this contest. Probably about 10 minutes left. Can either side find a breakthrough? Gosney's kick is high. It's very deep as well. I think Mason might have got the first header to it, but he's only come out wide to Frampton. His first touch is to be closed down by Bourne, trying to play that ball forward. Scholing get enough on it as Williams goes down and actually holds his shape well. And now he's trying to play an arrowed ball curling across. Regay is motoring away to chase it. Ball's played all the way back to Gosney. Regay still tries to close it down, and that's a calm pass past the advancing Regay. Scholing now looking to try and get the ball into the centre of the pitch. Hurst lunges in, doesn't get there. That ball for Whiteley should be cut out by Kapugamu. Plays a first-time pass back to Skriniars.
Yeah, I'm just intrigued with this battle between Frampton and Bourne. There's a little bit of pushing just after that last challenge. They're having a chat together. It seems like Bourne's going to use all of his experience over the young man, Frampton. And keep an eye on that battle down this left wing.
Bourne just gets the right side there. of Frampton and watches the ball go out of play for the throw. Seeing a man walking down the in front of us with three full handfuls of chips, which, you know what? By which I mean he's got three portions, not three hands. That'd be weird. Here's Tommaso playing it short to Bourne. Bourne tries a left-footed ball downfield, trying to clip that one over the top for Taylor, and Taylor's going to take this in stride. Regé's advancing into the box. Nice ball across to Kasimu, gets it out of his feet. Kasimu tries to get the shot on goal, and he slipped as he did so, and it took all the sting out of it. That free-scoring Hisham Kasimu we saw earlier in the season, not quite there.
Yeah, that had all of the quality that we were talking about to change the game, but just the final touch eluded him, where he's taken the ball from his left foot, let it run across his body to try and beat the Scholing centre-half, and he's unfortunately not got enough on his shot.
Taylor's judged to have pinched a little bit from McCoofy there. Opportunity that came because Taylor was not letting Miller get the ball out of his feet easy. Gosney eventually ambles his way over to the ball, puts it down on the ground. Again, he's going to try and take it deep, challenge this Tottenham defence aerially. They looked maybe a little susceptible to that in the first part of this game, and that's actually going to go all the way into Skriniar's gloves.
Is that a shot on target? I think we'd count that as a shot on target from Ryan Gosney.
Here's Tommaso.
A little bit more open in the midfield now.
Kapugamu coming forward, trying to get the ball on the overlap to Regé, cut out. Kapugamu thinks about lunging in to try and win it back, but his judgment gets better of him, and wisely so, I think. Now ball's played out left. Diagonal ball's going to come in for Mason. Pushes his way forward. Mason suits, and Mason rolls it into the bottom corner. AFC Tottenham 1-0, Scholing 1.
Yeah, it's exactly what you expect from Dan Mason. He's always going to be that willing runner through the back line. And it was a sumptuous ball from who was that? Rob Nichols, just to release him. And he's just guided a left-footed effort past Skriniar and into the bottom right corner.
Yeah, he got the better of Rob Flukes. Adeolemiwa tried to come across to cover, but couldn't get there in time. And as Skriniar came out of this goal, it's almost like the tennis-style passing shot. He just rolled it into the space he'd vacated, into the bottom corner, and it's AFC Tottenham 0, Scholing 1. And that is the last thing the Stags needed.
No, and already we've seen Jimmy barking instructions towards Nathan Hurst. It looks like some things are going to change for these last minutes. By my judgment, we've got about 6 or 7 minutes before we hit injury time, so there's still plenty of time left in this game for the scores to change.
We did say it would take we were waiting for a moment of real quality. Dan Mason provided it there with a brilliant finish. It worked so hard as well to get onto that through ball to set himself up for the opportunity as well. And Scholing, I imagine the time-wasting tactics will come out in full effect now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Ryan Gosney, he knows exactly what he's doing when it comes to the clock. He'll run it down, and so will the other 10 players on the pitch.
Header forward will try and release Ethan Taylor. Ethan Taylor's getting a little bit of a kick from Fatou Makoufi.
That was a kick after the challenge, and I'd be very surprised if he doesn't go into the book. Callum Bourne's gone down again.
And Makoufi, who could well have been booked earlier for kicking the ball away a few times, is now finally going to get a talking to and a yellow card from the referee.
Yeah, I only feel like he should have already been on a yellow, and he should have been given his marching orders for that. Kicking the ball three times away, as previously mentioned, it seems like he'll be the one of the Scholing players who maybe will just retract from some of these games that they're playing just to wind down the clock.
Taylor just dillies on the ball too long, sliding in from both players. This thing's going to go out of play in the end. Throwing goes to the Stags, despite the Scholing players' protests that it's their ball. Skriniar comes out short on this right-hand
side. Taylor in the middle there.
Olamiwa. Finds Bourne. Here's Olamiwa. He's looking for someone to make a run. Doesn't like what he sees, so he has to go back to Rob Flukes. Just needs to be a bit more movement maybe up front. Jordan Regay takes it past Dan Mason, shows him a clean sheet of heels and drives forward. Still Regay has the ball. Wants to cut it into the box, but is charged down in short order and it ricochets into the auxiliary car park, I think. The upshot of it is it's going to be a Stags throw, which Kapugamu will take. Can the Stags find an equaliser or more?
Well, we've got to get the ball into the box.
Yeah, just waiting just for something to happen, Kapugamu. Doesn't see it, so just takes the long throw into the box, and there's no one there for the Stags. Scholing headed out pretty comfortably. Hurst plays it all the way back to Skriniars.
The last thing you want when your player's taking forever to take a throw in and then it doesn't even find one of your players.
Onamiwa looking for that diagonal. Maybe for Brett Williams, maybe for Regay. Scholing headed out as far as Kapugamu. Kapugamu going back to Flukes here. Everyone, bar Amadeus Skriniars, is in Scholing's half. Here's Bourne coming out wide.
Nice
does brilliantly
skill
to get past Frampton. High ball in towards the back post. He's looking for Williams. Heads it back in towards the area. Bit of a collision. Comes down to Hurst. Slightly loopy effort on goal. Straight at Gosney, who waits until Brett Williams comes and then picks up the ball.
Yeah, Brett Williams knows exactly what he's doing. Just walks over and Gosney picks the ball up. But that's a lot better from the Stags. It shouldn't have taken them to go 1-0 down to be creating these sorts of chances.
It should not.
A really good ball into the box from Callum Bourne, finding Brett Williams to nod on into the path of Kasimu, who got the ball taken away from him. And then Hurst's shot, it needs to be doing better. He's hit the ball on target, great, but it needs to have a little bit of venom.
Yeah, no real power behind it and too close to the goalkeeper, Gosney. Kapugamu just seeing if he can find a slightly more searching pass. So he clips one over the top for Olamiwa. Stops the ball nicely there. Olamiwa wants to play this to Taylor. Tries to bring down the ball on his chest and then he rolls it out to Tommaso. Cuts it back inside now to Taylor. Taylor to Kapugamu. Needs to get the tempo rear in attack. Really commit defenders. Kapugamu's come inside and he had an effort from range to
be fair. Don't mind that at all.
Now Kapugamu's header forward. Might fall for Brett Williams. Not quite going to run for him. Have to go back to Gosney. McLuffy's gone down under absolutely nothing, I saw. And he's gone down clutching his face and his ankle. I think he is really hamming it up here.
Yeah, I guess he'll just hold as much of his body as possible so that the ref maybe thinks that he was connected with. But more kind of time games. Seems like they're all having a bit of a party down at the Scholing dugout.
Gosney's getting, well, I say ready to take the free kick. He's just standing there. And of course, plays it deep down the other end. I think Olamiwa is going to try and see if this goes all the way out of play, but Mason's managed to hook it back. And Olamiwa wants to play the ball downfield quickly. All that touch might escape Scholing here. Miller's going to have to play this one all the way back to Gosney. Kasimu's going to bear down on him, and Gosney slices the clearance slightly into the midfield. Tommaso wins the first header. It's going to go out of play on this side into the crowd. Very nearly hit some patrons as Callum Bourne takes the throw quickly. Wants to get it into the feet of Taylor. Taylor cuts back and cuts once more on the edge of the area. Still Ethan Taylor tries to drill a shot in with the right. Deflected. Frampton heads it out. Better now from the Stags. But is it a case of too little too late?
Yeah, I think injury time is approaching very soon.
Bourne chases down the clearance, tries to clip this one in. It might go to Hurst. Hurst heads it forward. Kapugamu with the overhead kick! And it had to be palmed over the bar by Gosney. Wow. from all people, Pascal Kapugamu with a spectacular overhead kick, and it very nearly found the top corner. Gosney had to be smart to stand tall and palm it away. Taylor with an outswinger for the left foot from the far side. Corner into a very dangerous area. Gosney comes well and punches. Regay through the shot from range, and he just chips that into the far reaches of the car park. Jimmy Ball has his head in his arms. Can feel maybe the game and the team's playoff hopes running away. Can see Andrew Hanley readying the board for how much injury time there's going to be played. A lot of substitutions in the second half. A fair few stoppages. Expecting maybe four, maybe at a push 5 minutes. 4 minutes it is going to be.
4 minutes to turn this game around. Two goals needed, really, to make any difference before next Saturday's crunch game against Slimbridge. It's been a tense and frantic game here.
Yeah, just the one real moment of quality. That finish from Dan Mason. Whiteley slides in. Clips Kapugamu. He's trying to get onto his feet quickly. Fluke stops the ball. Ready to take the free kick. Whiteley's charging down on the free kick. He's got to give him the space.
Yeah, it looked like Fluke's maybe went to try and take that and gave it a little knock. And Whiteley, just a bit of cunning, striking
saying,
play.
Saying, oh, he'd already took it.
Exactly. And quite fortunate for Tottenham there, actually.
Skriniar has actually come a long way forward to take the free kick. Trying to stand it up. Maybe looking for Flukes. Shining defence, get the first header. It's going to work its way back to Nathan Hurst. Regay wants to get it out wide here for Taylor. Taylor lays it off for Kapugamu. Kapugamu stops the ball, goes back to Regay well. He's got space to drive forward. And a number of options to pick out. Wow. Wants to drift in a crisp towards the back post. And Williams' header at Gosney is saved. Really good ball.
It begs the question, why don't we see enough of that from Jordan Regay's right foot? It seems like he's very favourable on his left foot, but if he can ping a ball into the box like that, then why isn't he doing more of it?
Reed, boots off, is sat down outside the dugout, resting against the barrier. No more part he can play in this game. Skriniar's with a poor pass out. Dan Mason, ball hasn't gone out of play, and he's just going to hold this one up in the corner for all he can. Bourne pinches it away, but it might run here to Frampton. Frampton pays it back to McCloughey. McCloughey wants to take a shot on from range. It's going to be deflected by Tommaso, and Skriniar's couldn't get there in time to prevent it going behind for a corner.
Yeah, why not? I mean, McCloughey scored from a similar angle on Saturday to win Scholing the game, so why not take a strike on from that range? And Skriniar is frantically trying to find the ball, which seems to have tucked itself into one of those.
He could have got the ball back in play instantly. Schelling would have been in no rush to take it.
And just in the corner. And a free kick to Schelling, which I assume will see us to the end of this game.
Very close to it, at least. Scholing taking as long as possible as they play the ball back into the corner. And they win a throw as well, I think. Tottenham subs trying to give the ball to Scholing as quickly as possible. final score here. AFC Totten 0, Scholing FC 1. It's frustrating, agonising, disappointing.
Yeah, I think you've summed it up in just those three words. Scholing came here to do a job, and they've done the job. They really wanted to put a dent into AFC Totten's promotion hopes. And I felt like they played the game very well.
Yeah, they didn't really have many clear-cut chances. But the one they had, Dan Mason, cool as the other side of the pillow as he rolled it into the corner. And that was the difference between the two sides.
Yeah, I think one of the words you can use to sum up Dan Mason is clinical. He's always been clinical, and he will score goals. So that's now a goal in both of the league games against AFC Totten for Dan Mason, and he'll be buzzing with that one. Seems like just one more game now for Scholing, and then another season in the Southern League Division 1 South. We're yet to see what will happen with AFC Totten. I think we'll need results to go our way next week.
It is not over yet for the Stags. Here's how it works at the moment. At the top of the table, Plymouth Parkway, everyone's played 35 now. Plymouth Parkway, 76 points. Froome, 75 points. Cirencester, 74 points. All three of those teams can win the title. Winchester, now in the playoffs with 70 points. Bristol Manor Farm, 68 points. AFC Totten, 66 points. If AFC Totten can win at Slimbridge at the weekend, any other result apart from a Bristol Manor Farm win would see Totten in the playoffs.
Easier said than done.
But whenever it's out of your hands, you can't rely on any favours.
No, definitely not. And we've got another fierce rivalry in Winchester City. I'm sure they'll do everything they can just to ruin our day. But we're yet to see.
Yeah, it's not that Winchester have nothing to play for. They can't finish higher in the league than fourth, but they might think, you know what? Fourth is still worth going for, because if they finish fourth, they win their playoff semi-final, and whoever finishes fifth wins their playoff semi-final. Winchester would host the final, I think.
Yeah, I'm not clued up on the formalities and where games will be played, if they're at neutral venues, if they're at home venues, away venues. I have no idea what will be happening with the playoffs. But it seems like we've got one more game to go before we can officially look at what's going to be happening with those games.
Yeah, I think that's going to bring an end to our broadcast here on Stags Radio. A thoroughly disheartening afternoon in the end with a solo Dan Mason goal, the only difference between the two sides. We're back at the weekend against Slimbridge. Travelling support, the club does have a coach party going. You can get in contact with the club for tickets, £20.
And that's half the price of the trains.
That is good to know. And, fingers crossed, with a win, we'll be coming home with our playoff chances still alive. But you can, of course, listen to the game on Stags Radio. We're live from 2:30, pre-match build-up from 2:45, and kick-off at 3 o'clock. Thank you very much for listening to Stags Radio. For Harrison Reed, I'm Benjamin Reese. We'll see you at the weekend. Your final score here today, AFC Totten 0, Scholing FC 1. Have a very good afternoon.